The roadshow indicates that the province's systems are in place to begin the second phase of the rollout and that it would cover all areas of the Western Cape. We have seen that vaccines are of great benefit to the health workers and our system, and so it is disappointing that we have yet to receive the vaccines to cover our entire human resource component in the health sector, or the final tranche of J&J vaccines as expected over the past weekend. We need the leadership of the National Department of Health to get on board. The Provincial Department of Health has indicated that they would be able to administer 30,000 jabs per day, which is in line with targets set by national government in order to reach population immunity. The department has already utilized 980,000 rand to train vaccinators, and that this could be extended to more vaccinators when necessary, at no further cost to taxpayers. As part of our oversight role, we will put forward a debate at the Western Cape Provincial Parliament on the challenges experienced during the rollout of the Sisonke process amongst healthcare workers. This aims to address existing challenges and continuously narrow the margin of error that may exist in our system regarding the vaccine rollout strategy currently underway.